Hi, everyone, and welcome to A Plus English. I'm Joe.
And I'm Laura.
Now, today we're talking about a website that is probably the most famous website in the entire world. Mm-hmm. Of course, I'm talking about Facebook. Mm. Now, Laura, I probably don't need to ask this, but are you on Facebook?
Of course I am. Who isn't?
Everybody's on Facebook. I think there are well over a billion users around the world. So it means most people who have access to the internet...They are on Facebook. They have a profile. They have pictures.
Yes.
They're posting. They're clicking like. They're sharing their interests, sharing information, sometimes sharing too much information.
Exactly.
As we're going to find out today.
Mm-hmm.
The topic of today's article is about how Facebook is watching us.
Right. Every move you make,、
mm-hmm.
Facebook's watching you. Whoa,
I am、okay. watching you.
所以其实呢当然呢今天我们要聊到就是大家每天早上可能一起床就会 check 自己的脸书的 Facebook. So today we'll find out all the, you know, interesting facts about Facebook.
That's right. So let's、mm-hmm. go through the article and then Laura and I will be back.
Every move you make, Facebook's watching you.
What if your computer knew you better than your friends and family? Scientists at Cambridge University developed software to judge a person's personality based on Facebook likes. So what are likes anyway? Every time you click the blue,thumbs up on a post, it creates a like. Facebook can guess a person's gender, age, and race by their likes. Scientists have taken this one step further. Software can now predict your personality. It takes 70 likes for the program to know you better than a friend. The software needs just 150 likes.To outperform your family. The more likes a person creates, the easier it is to judge their personality. That being said, Facebook collects a lot of information about our lives. Although the internet is an endless place to explore, we need to protect our privacy.
Word power!
Computer, computer. I do most of my homework with the help of the computer. I do most of my homework with the help of the computer. Judge, 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 judged, judged. It isn't fair to judge a person.The first time you meet them. It isn't fair to judge a person the first time you meet them. Race. Race. In some countries, not all races are treated equally. In some countries, not all races are treated equally. Endless. Endless.Beatrice always has an endless list of things to do each day. Beatrice always has an endless list of things to do each day.
The article starts off by saying, what if your computer knew you better than your friends or family?
Ooh.
Creepy.
Your
computer knows all your secrets and all your thoughts and everything about you.
一开始就问到如果呢你的电脑比你的朋友和家人还要了解你你会怎么样呢 Ooh, computer, we should all know this word, right?
I think everybody knows computer, but just in case, it's an electronic machine that can store, organize, and find information. We use computers for pretty much everything these days.
Computer 当然就是电脑啦不过现在大家其实也非常流行用笔电英文呢就是 laptop, L-A-P-T-O-P, 或者是 notebook, a notebook computer 也可以哦。那常常呢 computer 我们可能会提到就是 he works all day, on a computer. 他每天一整天呢，就坐在电脑前面工作。And often we can use this word before another noun. For example, a computer program, a computer game, 那个游戏 or a computer virus, 就是电脑病毒。
Nobody wants those.
We don't want.
We could also say, I do most of my homework with the help of the computer. I do most of my homework with the help of the computer.
Okay, 所以我大部分的 homework 就是回家的作业呢，都是用电脑完成的哦。
Now, scientists at Cambridge University developed software to judge a person's personality based on Facebook likes.
I actually believe that.
Actually, me too.
That does make sense. Okay, so Cambridge, okay, 就是剑桥大学的科学家，他开发了一个软体哦，他能够依据脸书上的赞来判断一个人的个性哦。那其中我们看到的 personality 当然就是指这个个性啊、人格这样子意思，而 based on 就是基于什么什么，根据什么什么。
Now, to judge someone or something, it means to form an opinion based on the information that you have. So every day, everyone judges somebody or something.
That's true. We
meet somebody and we judge them. We say, oh, this is a nice person. This is not a nice person. This program judges people's personality, so the way that they are, based on what they click like on Facebook.
But sometimes you can be wrong based on your first sight.
That's true.
Okay, so judge 呢是什么呢？其实就是判断或是断定这样的意思。它是一个动词哦，因此它的动词三态的变化是 judge, judged, 直接接 D, 因为它字尾是 E 哦 judged. Okay, 那非常有名的一句话就是，哎，不要以貌取人，英文就是 don't judge a book by its cover, 就是不要因为书的表面就是啊，这个是好看的书或是难看的书。当然你也可以说 you should not judge people by their appearance、不要因为一个人的 appearance 就是一个外表呢，就是啊，他应该是一个坏人啊，或是一个讨厌的人。 OK, 那常常在口语我们也会说 who are you to judge me, 意思就是你凭什么要评论我是怎么样怎样的人哦，这个有点像是要吵架的意味在里面啦。
We might also say it isn't fair to judge a person the first time you meet them. It isn't fair to judge a person the first time you meet them.
You should get to know them a little bit better.
Okay. Exactly.
所以第一次认识人就断定他应该是如何的人是不公平的，所以我们先不要先入为主或是有偏见啦，这样的意思。
So what are likes anyway? Well, every time you click on the blue thumbs up on a post,It creates a like.
Okay, 所以不过到底呢，如果你没有 Facebook 啊，你真的很需要知道什么是所谓的赞呢？原来这就是每当你点击在一个发文上的这个蓝色的翘起来的拇指赞，就因此而诞生啦。那这里我们看到很多，如果你是脸书使用者，就会不陌生的字，像是 click 就是按什么的意思，而 thumbs up 就是大拇指竖起来的意思，而 post 其实像我们中文的 po 文就是来自于这个字哦。OK, 就是 po 文 post。
Now, what can Facebook learn from likes? Well, a lot actually. Facebook can guess a person's gender, age, and race.By their likes.
Wow.
Facebook can learn
a lot.
Yeah.
对啊，所以原来脸书呢可以透过赞呢，猜测一个人的性别啦 ，gender， 或者是年龄，还有这个 race， 就是种族哦。
Now, if a race, your race is one of the main groups that humans can be divided into according to their physical differences or like the color of their skin, for example. So there are a lot of different races on planet Earth.
That's right. 其实 race 这个字呢，它是当作名词来用，表示人种啦、种族这样的意思哦。那像是呢，如果我们遇到一间公司，它是就是要告诉大家说，哎，我们不能有种族歧视，它可能会说 ，The company does not discriminate on grounds of race, age, sex, or religion. 意思就是这间公司不会以种族啦、年纪、性别或是宗教而歧视人哦。
For example, we might say, in some countries, not all races are treated equally. In some countries, not all races are treated equally.
没有错。其实在有些国家，并不是所有的种族都是平等对待的啦。
Now, scientists have taken this one step further. Software can now predict your personality. So, just based on you clicking like, the software can... know how you are as a person.
Wow, so not just the gender or, you know, the easy parts. 所以其实科学家将此功能更加进一步哦 take this one step further. OK, 那是怎么样它多厉害呢现在呢软体可以预测你的性格哦。这里我们看到的 predict 当然就是有着预测啦或者甚至有预料预言这样子意思哦。
It takes 70 likes for the program to know you better than a friend.
Oh, that's not...
You only have to click like 70 times.
Yeah, that's not much. Yeah.
To know better than like a friend, like your best friend, or that's
wow.
scary.
Wow, okay. 所以呢分析70个赞呢电脑程式就可以比你的朋友更加了解你耶。Okay, actually, my best friend knows me better than my family sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, the article goes on to say the software needs just 150 likes.To outperform your family.
Wow, so Facebook, you win.、Okay.
You win.
所以其实那只要多少个赞 ,150 个赞呢程式就会对你的了解更胜于你的 家人啦。那这里我们看到 outperform 其实就是超过啦胜过这样子的意思。
The more likes a person creates,The easier it is to judge their personality. So Facebook must know me better than anybody because I like thousands of things on Facebook.
Ooh, okay, 所以当用户制造的赞越多呢，越是能轻易的判断他们的性格啊。
That being said, Facebook collects a lot of information, about our lives. You've probably seen lots of stories about this. Facebook collects all this information and, of course, they use that later for...advertising and things like that.
That's right. Okay. 这里我们看到 that being said, 其实就是那也就是说 blah blah blah. Okay. 所以这也就是说呢脸书它其实收集了 collect 我们生命中许多的 information 资讯啦。
Although the internet is an endless place to explore, we need to protect our privacy. This is good advice.
没错。其实虽然呢，这个网络的世界呢，它是无远弗届呢，我们其实是需要保护自己的 privacy， 也就是隐私哦。那刚刚我们看到 explore 这个动词，其实就有着探索啦、探究这样的意思。And we also saw the word endless. What does that mean?
Endless means very large in size so that it seems to have no end. It just keeps going forever.
其实 endless 这个字很好从字面上猜得出来 endless 其实就是无止境的这样子意思哦。它是个形容词像是呢可能在上班的人最怕这个东西啊，就是 endless meetings 就是无止境的会议开会一直常在开会这样的意思或者呢常常你要排队你觉得哇到底要排多久啊比如说到了银行的时候就可能遇到非常长的排队你就可以说 there was an endless line at the bank too many people waiting.
We could also say Beatrice always has an endless list of things to do、
oh.
each day. Beatrice always has an endless list of things to do each day.
Okay, 刚刚的例句意思就是 Beatrice 她每天总是有无止境的事情要做啦。
All right, that brings us to the end of today's article all about what Facebook can learn about us just by clicking like. Now it's time for us to go to our wrap-up.Now, today's article was important because I'm sure most of you out there, tuning into the program、
yeah.
are on Facebook and you're probably clicking like on a lot of things every day. You're liking the photos your friends post. You're liking artist pages, bands, all those kinds of things on、Facebook. And there's software out there that can find out what kind of person you are、just based on the things that you click on. So this article was aboutour information getting out there. A lot of our information can be made public, and maybe that's not the best thing. So you want to be able to keep some of your privacy. That's a word we learned today. Privacy just means you keep some things to yourself. You don't share everything online.
对啊，其实这也是我们现在要担心的，就是虽然呢大家都非常喜欢去po自己的一些生活的一些不错的资讯跟大家分享在脸书上，或者是呢可能我们在按赞的时候，我们其实都没有想很多，可是呢原来呢很多事情呢是可以去探测你到底是怎样的一个人，甚至于呢 我们担心它会不会侵犯到我们的 privacy, 就是隐私。So what should we do? Like not press likes or what?
I think it's just about managing the information、
okay.
that you put online. Because remember, anybody
that's true.
Can see that. Especially later in life when you're going off to, you know, get a job or things
like that.
I know, I've heard
like employers, they actually check your Facebook and
they
see
do.
If you're like a scary employee.
Well, they can Google you very easily.
I know.
They just put your name in. The first thing that comes up is your Facebook page.And if you're doing a lot of embarrassing things on your Facebook page, they might not want to hire you.
Yeah, and you'll regret it one day. You never know.
So Facebook is fun. It can be harmless. Just be careful about what information is going out to the public. All right. Well, we hope you've enjoyed learning all about how Facebook is watching you and learning all about your personality. Please join us on our next edition of A Plus English. Until then, I'm Joe.
And I'm Laura.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Whenever I ask Nina about her new boyfriend, she always clams up.
Whenever I ask Nina about her new boyfriend, she always clams up.
Hello everyone, I'm Winnie. 欢迎来到我们的小聚会时间。我记得有一次吃火锅在煮蛤蜊，大家都知道煮蛤蟆一定都是要等到它的壳都开了才能吃，但是就是有一颗不知道怎么煮，壳就是不开。我们好朋友就在开玩笑说，里面到底是藏了什么金银珠宝啊？其实英文里就可以用蛤蜊紧紧闭着壳来形容一个人默不作声、三缄其口啦。蛤蜊的英文是 clam。C-L-A-M 比如说很多人喜欢喝的蛤蜊乔达浓汤就是 clam chowder 加上一个介系词 up 就变成 clam up 意思就是说把你的壳闭得紧紧的咯所以今天的小聚会 Whenever I ask Nina about her new boyfriend She always clams up 意思就是说每当我问起 Nina 关于她的新男友时她都是三缄其口一声也不吭但是你有没有也听说煮不开的蛤蜊可能就是有问题硬打开吃其实会生病的哦所以说不定 it's better to just leave it alone 不要太八卦啦 Alright, before we go, let's review again Whenever I ask Dina about her new boyfriend She always clams up OK, 那小聚会我们下次见咯 See you next time
Whenever I ask Nina about her new boyfriend, she always clams up.
Whenever I ask Nina about her new boyfriend, she always clams up.
Chit chat!
Lala, what are you finding? 你在找什么？
你应该要说 what are you looking for?
那 find 不是也是找吗？
要钥匙I'm looking for a key
没错就是打开这本日记的钥匙这一定是表姐的日记好想看看里面有什么秘密哦
刚刚我说的 I'm looking for a key look for 就是寻找的意思啦所以常常如果我们看到人家在找东西可能就想要帮忙就会说 what are you looking for 而回答呢就要说 I'm looking for 后面接你要找的东西当然哦不一定只能用在找东西找人的时候也可以用到这样的句子 I'm looking for somebody have you seen him or her OK, 那像前阵子我男朋友的狗狗花花不见了 He looked everywhere for his dog But luckily, we found it 大家是不是很疑惑为什么用到 look for 还有 find 这两个不都是一样的意思吗错其实啊 look for 就是刚刚说的找的意思而 find 却是找到的意思所以不能搞错哦所以呢 find 几乎我们看到都是过去式 found 来表示已经找到了什么像是 I found my boyfriend's dog 所以呢可想而知如果要用 finding 来表示的话逻辑上会很怪哦听听看 I'm finding my boyfriend's dog 我正在找到我男朋友的狗是不是很怪呢
Lala, what are you looking for?
It's okay, I found it already.
真的吗？你找到了？那你可不可以帮我找？
找什么？
就是我要买一本是交给你啊，只是我忘记放哪里了。
What did we learn from Teacher Laura?
所以 look for 是找 find 却是找到，所以通常 find 我们都不会用现在进行式，而是用过去式 I found it。
Every move you make, Facebook's watching you.
What if your computer knew you better than your friends and family? Scientists at Cambridge University developed software to judge a person's personalityBased on Facebook likes. So what are likes anyway? Every time you click the blue thumbs up on a post, it creates a like. Facebook can guess a person's gender, age, and race by their likes. Scientists have taken this one step further. Software can now predict your personality. It takes 70 likes for the program to know you better than a friend. The software needs just 150 likes to outperform your family. The more likes a person creates, the easier it is to judge their personality. That being said, Facebook collects a lot of information about our lives. Although the internet is an endless place to explore,We need to protect our privacy. Computer. Computer. I do most of my homework with the help of the computer. I do most of my homework with the help of the computer. Judge. Judge. Judge, judged, judged.It isn't fair to judge a person the first time you meet them. It isn't fair to judge a person the first time you meet them. Race. Race. In some countries, not all races are treated equally. In some countries, not all races are treated equally.Endless. Endless. Beatrice always has an endless list of things to do each day. Beatrice always has an endless list of things to do each day.